We'll come back to that song later for those of you who were talking through it. That's fine. That's what it was on quiet for. But I wanted to put it in early for those of you who would hear and wanted to listen. It sets the scene for us of today's service, which is the temptation to listen, agree, and carry on as if nothing had happened. So just bear that in mind as you listen today. As I say, we'll come back to it. But a few notices. On your chairs, you will find hymn sheets. That's because normally we'll go outside for our final hymn, but it's raining, so we probably won't today. So you don't need the hymns. But on the back of it is a space for you to write notes. Feel free to scribble on it. It helps to remind us sometimes of things that struck us during the service. And then we can easily walk away and forget. So we can write it down so you don't walk away and forget it. There are also on your tables track and trace sign-in sheets. Please do put your names on there and your contact numbers if we don't have them in the church directory. If you're here regularly and we don't have your contact number, but you would like us to, please see me afterwards and then you can stop having to write it down every week. Tea and chat's back on Tuesday. Everything else is really on hold until September. Is there anything else we need to know? Anyone want to shout out any, call it family news time, but not prayer requests because we'll come to that later.
Barbara sent her love to everybody.
Barbara sent her love. Okay. Micah? We have got a new gentleman who's come for the first time. Welcome. We've got a few people who have come recently, so it's good to see you. Welcome, everyone, to our service this morning, those of you here in person and those joining us on Zoom. Let's quiet our minds as we come to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of gathering together this morning. We praise and thank you for sustaining us through the week and for your presence here with us today. May we know you and glorify you this morning through our worship. Speak to us through your word and work in our hearts through your Holy Spirit to make us into the people you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 15 says this, Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose way of life is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. As we come this morning to the end of our readings in the Sermon on the Mount, we'll be reminded just how hard Jesus' teachings are to live up to. And that means we have no right through our own goodness to stand in God's presence, to call him Father or claim his blessing. But he invites us to do all those things through the grace he shows us in Jesus. So we sing our first song together. Only by grace can we enter. Would you like to come up and sing, Debbie? Anyone else who wants to come up and sing on the stage, feel free to come at any point. You want to come and sing? I like this. You can sing from your seats on the top of the...
There.
Just there, push it toward.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to all of our singers. It was lovely to have some more voices this morning. Our reading today is slightly different because we're taking the performance online from the virtual Sunday school.
Hello,
so this one's for you, children.
Welcome to virtual Sunday school.
So I'm just recording again for the sake of the website. And it's Matthew 7, verses 24 to 29. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law.
And we'll stop there before the children get started on their craft, because they've got piles of junk. My house is full of junk, so we've got plenty of it. Yeah, you don't have to laugh, Chloe. Before they do that, we've got a couple of songs which they might want to come up and help with. Starting, of course, with "The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock." Girls, are you going to come up? You're not starting that craft until we've done the songs.
Hey, Chloe, come on.
Thank you.
my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
Can you tell it's Chloe's favourite song? Right, girls, you can get on with your making now. If you can try and keep the noise down and the arguments to a minimum, that would be really good. We all know the story of the wise and foolish builders, don't we? It comes, as I said, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. A huge chunk of teaching about the way we should live our lives. And the first thing we need to notice about the Sermon on the Mount is that it's very, very practical. It's not ideas, but instruction. You might have noticed I left out the last verse of "The wise man built his house upon the rock," or tried to. Technical issues. But I did that on purpose. Because the verse says, so build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ and the blessings will come down. That isn't the point of the parable. I mean, what does it even mean? Yes, we should absolutely trust Jesus with our lives. We should absolutely declare him Lord, as I said last week. But this parable isn't about some vague trust or idea. It's not about building our lives on Jesus, but on his teaching. And it doesn't promise us unlimited blessing, getting everything we want. The Bible promises us the presence of God in the middle of the storm. Those who listen to Jesus, he says in Matthew 5, are like salt and light in the world. But they need to stay salty and shine their light. It parallels this parable like bookends to the sermon. This is a doing sermon, not a thinking one. Thinking is easy. We can listen, we can agree. Let's just think about that sermon. Do not be angry with your brother. We say, I'll remember that. Maybe we even decide to do it. I'll try harder. But the next time we actually see them, well, the impact of the sermon has kind of worn off by that time. Do not commit adultery, even in your heart, or cause someone else to commit adultery. I'd never do that, Jesus. I mean, he's really cute. Just daydreaming isn't going to hurt anyone, is it? Don't swear by God's name. Just keep your promises. Okay, of course. Why would I promise it if I couldn't do it? Except circumstances have changed since I made the promise. I'd never have said I'd help with that if I knew it was on the same day that something else that I really want to go to. Turn the other cheek, don't look for revenge. Well, that's hard, but I can see that revenge doesn't work. Okay, Jesus, next time my co-worker points out what I've done wrong, I won't snap back and point out what they've done wrong. But on Monday, they accused me of doing something that was really their fault. This isn't revenge, it's making sure the blame's laid at the right door. Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Well, there's that co-worker again. I'll shake her firmly by the hand. I pray, Lord, that she would be nicer, or that she would leave. I'm not entirely sure that's what Jesus meant. Don't show off about how generous or how religious you are. Okay, I'll keep quiet about what I believe. That'll make life easier anyway. Until someone else tells us about their own work or giving to charity, and we suddenly feel the need to let them know that they're not the only ones. You can't serve God and money. True, but I could serve God better if I had a bit more. Trust God to provide for you. Of course. God, I absolutely trust you with everything. Thank you that I don't have to worry. Only you get home to find an unexpected bill on the doormat. It's so easy, isn't it, to make these resolutions in the comfort of the church and forget them in real life. Or maybe we can sit during a sermon and think, I hope so-and-so is listening to this. Oops, we've fallen into another of Jesus' traps. Do not judge. Jesus' teaching is intensely practical, intensely difficult. But if we are to stay on the narrow path, to produce good fruit, to enter the kingdom of heaven, we can't just agree in theory and go on our merry way. We can't just say, what a wonderful sermon, and carry on regardless. The wise man and the foolish man both heard what Jesus had to say. But only one of them kept hold of these words and built a life on them. The other treated Jesus no better than a play or a TV show. Fun to watch at the time, interesting even, but it made no real difference. It's been said that the longest journey is the journey between the head and the heart. God's word doesn't work at head level, it works at heart level. And that requires the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. and in our hearts to enable us to live up to the standards God has called us to. We will fail sometimes. We're always reliant on God's grace. But our character, our lives are built as we try to do what's right. We try to follow Jesus' teaching. We try to put his words into practice. So I invite you to reread the Sermon on the Mount. What is it saying to you? The song I opened the service with is called The Altar and the Door. It speaks of justice, the times when we sit in church and hand ourselves over to God, lay our lives down at the altar, promise to follow him. And then by the time we get to the door, we've returned to our old selves. Let's listen to it again, and then we'll have a time of quiet while we reflect on these words. It might be more my taste in music than yours, but if you'd like to reflect on the lyrics anyway. Lord, so often we hear your words and even receive them with enthusiasm, but fail to act upon them. I'm reminded of the seed that fell on rocky places and sprang up quickly, but had no root. Lord, make us into good soil, that as we listen to your words, they might go deep into our consciousness and our very identity, and not be lost, but continue to grow, to bear fruit. You know that these few minutes on a Sunday morning are not enough to transform our lives in the way you want them to be transformed. May you work in us through your Spirit and your word throughout the week, in our everyday lives. Enable us to live in the way you've called us to live. Remind us now of those teachings we have conveniently forgotten, the ones we struggle to put into practice. And perhaps you want to write on your sheet anything that God is speaking to you about. Lord, thank you for your grace that catches us when we fall. But help us not to fall so often. Make us today into the people you would have us be, and keep us being those people when we step outside these doors. May we shine your light in the everyday world. May the lives we build show your strength and your glory, because in spite of our weakness, we are building on a firm foundation. We praise you, Lord, because your word is true, if we only allow it to do its work. Speaking through the prophet Isaiah, God said, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Amen, Lord. As we sing again now, we remember the things we've promised to Jesus and ask his strength to carry them out. O Jesus, I have promised.
Thank you.
As we come to our prayers of intercession this morning, we remember those promises of Jesus which will never fail. The Sermon on the Mount began with the Beatitudes, and I'm going to use them as the basis of our prayers this morning. After each one, I'll leave a time of quiet. If you want to lift up anyone in particular, you're free to pray out loud or in your hearts. But first, do we have any prayer updates? Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Lord, we pray for those in spiritual distress at this time, including those struggling with their mental health. May they recognize your riches. As they seek you, may they find you and the abundant life you promise. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And we pray for that comfort on Betty's family in particular this morning, and all those who have lost loved ones. Lord Jesus, be close to them and comfort them. Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, those patiently enduring affliction, for they will inherit the earth." And Lord, we pray for those who suffer patiently through sickness and difficulty. Lord, may they know your strength, healing, and hope of the inheritance you promised them. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." And we pray for those who work for justice in the world. Lord, enable them in their work as they do your will, that they might see your reign and be satisfied. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." May we all show mercy to those we come across. I invite you to take this opportunity before God to forgive any grudge you have against another and pray for reconciliation. And think too of the things for which you need mercy yourself. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Lord, we pray for your cleansing and purity in our lives, that we might see more of you. We thank you for those people we know who live such pure lives that you are reflected in them as they shine your light. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." Because peacemaking is your work, Lord. We pray for those throughout the world engaged in peacemaking right now, between individuals, communities, and nations. Would you bless and prosper their work to bring peace to this troubled world? And we think especially today of the situation in Afghanistan and other countries still struggling with conflict. Lord Jesus, may your peace reign. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So, Lord, we pray for those Christians throughout the world enduring persecution for your name. Fill them with your Holy Spirit to be bold witnesses. Grant them your protection and multiply your word among them. May they know the promises they hold. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, our only hope to live the lives Christ teaches is through the power of the Holy Spirit. So our final hymn is one we often sing at Pentecost as we remember his fire coming down on the disciples, cleansing them, anointing them, and transforming them. O God of burning, cleansing flame. May I remind you of the Girls Brigade motto, as we go in peace and the strength of the Spirit to seek, serve and follow Christ. Let's share the grace together. And it's on the bottom of your hymn sheet if you don't know it. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.